Maybe you've been spending more time at home and have been wondering, is this a good time to adopt a new pet? Well, it may actually be difficult to adopt at the moment. That's because during the pandemic, many shelters have closed their doors and stopped in-person adoptions. Adoptions across the country have actually decreased, according to PetPoint, an online resource for animal shelters. More people are stepping up to foster animals, taking them home short-term during the pandemic. The future for many animal rescue charities and nonprofits is precarious. They face funding shortages due to the economic shutdown of the COVID-19 pandemic. So what will happen to these rescue organizations and all these animals moving forward? Reporter Kyle Vass has the story.
At the Cabell Wayne Animal Shelter, you can just walk right up and see what dogs they have for adoption. During the day, 10 to 15 dogs are placed in these outdoor kennels. They're these gated-off spaces with concrete floors. They're about 25 feet wide and 10 feet deep. Each kennel has a doghouse, a water bowl, and even a ceiling fan. Today, the dogs are on high alert. They see me, a stranger with a fuzzy-looking microphone, and they start doing what dogs do best. Leading this dog chorus is Bellamy. He's a 2-year-old brindle mix, and right now, he's on top of his doghouse, letting everyone know he sees me. At the far end of this row of kennels, there's Briar, a beautiful gray pit bull. She cannot be bothered to bark along with the others, and instead she just paws at the gate, begging to be loved. According to the director, these 10 pups make up half the population of dogs currently staying at this shelter.
We're holding pretty steady around 20 dogs.
And that's down considerably from before the pandemic?
Oh, Lord, yes. We always had somewhere between like 85 and 100, somewhere in that range.
That's animal shelter director Courtney Cross. She says getting the number of animals at her shelter down is important for two reasons. One, she wants to keep the number of volunteers and staff who have to come to work down. And secondly, shelters like hers rely on animal rescue organizations. These are third-party nonprofits that take animals from shelters and put them into homes. If these rescue organizations are unable to secure funding due to the recent economic downturn, her shelter will be overrun with animals.
We send a lot of our animals to rescue organizations. As states shut down, if the rescues were not able to do adoption events, then what would happen?
One of these animal rescue organizations is in Ona, West Virginia. Little Victories sits on 115 acres of beautiful farmland with a winding creek running through it. The director, Stephanie Howell, meets me on an overcast day to show me around.
Right now what you're looking at, these are what we call our cottages, and they look like little houses. I mean, they've got doors and windows, and they have little doggy doors on them. The porches are set, and so when it's raining, they can sit outside and be under shelter, which is nice.
As we head up the road, she points out a building on the right.
Then this is the cat sanctuary, which is a double wide trailer, and literally the cats just roam free in there. Typically when we're full, we have 35 cats, and what you saw out there is in the sanctuary, there's 22 dogs. Typically in a given day, we could have anywhere from 7 to 15 requests. Some days we get 25 if we've got 2 litters of kittens or, you know, something like that. But there's always a wait list here.
The people on that wait list are hoping to surrender their pets to Howell. Despite the fact that her organization is usually full, Howell doesn't reject people. If she can't accept their pets right away, she puts them on a wait list, but she also offers advice on how to deal with common pet problems, like how to potty train a puppy. Her organization has even helped out with vet bills from time to time.
It costs a lot of money to run these kind of facilities. I don't think people typically realize how much it costs. It costs us, like I told you before, $1,100 a day. I'm responsible for raising about $400,000 a year. And we do not get any city, national, state level funding.
So it's all through grants that we can apply for, donations, fundraising events, and things like that.
She says her organization's made it through the first quarter of the year, but the economic downturn does have her worried about future funding.
Come on. Come here.
Amanda Kinder and her family decided to adopt Lucy 3 weeks ago.
She's a Pyrenees mix. We're not sure what the mix is, but we do know she's Pyrenees. She is tiny and kind of white and cream colored, and she's got white on her little socks and on her face. They actually call the coloring on her face badger. It looks kind of similar to a raccoon mask.
Amanda says her kids have been begging for a dog for years.
And I figured right now, with everybody being at home, this would be a great time for everybody to be able to actually learn to take care of her and her schedule and get her used to our schedule without people, you know, being gone for long periods of time.
Even with four people in the house, Amanda says taking care of an 11-week-old puppy isn't all cuddles and playtime.
Definitely her getting up in the middle of the night. So kind of like a toddler, they do not sleep entirely through the night yet. So we're working on that.
She recommends anyone adopting a puppy first make a list of all the things they need.
It's just like when you're pregnant and you have a baby and you buy all of the things and you go through the great big list of all the things you need. We kind of did the same. We're like, okay, she needs a crate and she needs a puppy bed and she needs a collar and she needs a harness and she needs a leash. She needs toys and she needs food. She needs chewy treats. So.
In addition to needing lots of stuff, pets also need a lot of time. And although most families are staying at home right now, this won't last forever.
Do you think that it'll be harder when everybody ends up having to go back to work or when people aren't as home as often?
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. Because right now she's got unending amounts of attention and people are playing with her. And if she barks, somebody in the house will definitely come to her and see what she needs or play with her or take her outside. So I think when all of this does go kind of back to normal, I'm sure it'll be an adjustment for her just like everybody else.
When the stay-at-home order is finally lifted and people go back to school and work, what sort of effect will this have on these newly adopted pets? The American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals issued a statement on this. They said that pet owners should start slowly acclimating animals to being left alone so that they aren't caught off guard when we do go back to work. They say these new pets, quote, may be left confused and potentially lonely when family members start spending less time at home. For a lot of us right now, pets have entered our confused and potentially lonely lives. Whatever it looks like when humans do go back out into the world, our pets will have to adapt. And in some ways, so will we. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Vass in Cabell County.